Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
The views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA. On this, it is a Wise Wednesday, March the 21st. I forgot what the date was. March the 21st, 2018. And we will have a live show for you today. Brother Davis will be on today, I believe. Number is to give a call is 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. And I won't be on the board because I'm away from the board. And so if you would like to get in on the conversation, just give Brother Davis a call and say, excuse me, and jump in. And so that's what we're going to do today. So I just want to set the agenda for the rest of the week, because I think it's going to be very, very important. Financial Friday will be a very, very important show that we're going to have, and it's all going to be a part of preparing. And then tomorrow we're going to take a look at part of our haves, needs, and wants in preparing, because we really do need to square that away and to really, really cement that in our overall preparedness repertoire, because definitely see events happening that we may need it at any moment. So for those of you that are living on the eastern seaboard, I guess there's another storm, probably the last storm of winter storm of the season that is moving in again. So make sure you're ready for that. Also, there are events around the world that aren't being spoken about that can change your standard of living and your quality of life pretty quickly and deteriorate it relatively rapidly, extremely, extremely quickly. So we want you to be prepared for that. So tomorrow we're going to be talking about haves and needs, expanding on that haves and needs. We're going to look at some of the needs portion of that, and just to give you some ideas. So make sure tomorrow, if you're going to be listening to the Tando Radio Show, come with some of your questions about things that you may need. And if you would like to share some of the things that you know for you, that, and I will share some of the things that I know that I need just to help you out, and you can see how that works and then how you can use that with other people and have collective prudence. So very, very important that we do that. So with that being said, let's jump into the part of the show that's very, very important. That's the beginning part of making sure that Black Talk Radio Network is on air. If you would, everyone that's listening, please give a donation to Black Talk Radio Network so that this network can stay viable, stay relevant, stay out in front, stay on air for your overall edification. You can do that by going to the website for the network. Make a donation. Please make a donation so that this network will stay on air. Also, you can support the network as well. You can support the network by being a member in BTR community. There's a lot of stuff coming out about FedBook, a.k.a. Facebook. But if you've been listening to Tando Radio, you already know, for those of you that have been listening for a while, we talk about things a year, 2 years, a year and a half before they start to become mainstream media. And we've been talking about how you can't trust FedBook and what it's really about and everything else. So they're not even touching on what it is. And I think it's a part of the overall agenda. And I can see them using that in other means and other methods. And I definitely starting to see a lot of tyrannical things that are happening. So come on over to BTR community so you can protect yourself, protect your identity more than what you would be able to do on FedBook. So you can do that with us. And because it's a membership, the only people that are there are other members. So you can post, use your social media, use it as your social media platform for all of your social media activities, which you can promote yourself, your business, things that are relevant to you. You can do that all at BTR community for only $24 a year, $2 a month. So could definitely do that. But right now, and there is a promotional, there's where you will have the first 30 days free. It's the only place that I post, and it's the only place that I will post. So come on over to BTR community for only $24 a month, excuse me, a year. Not a month, $24 a year, and you can find it at www.btrcommunity.com. Become a member that supports this network, okay? So, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I haven't heard back from for the first RDP summit, so I'm going to have to make some amends, try to find another place, and then maybe have to move it back to later in the summer. I wanted to, for our first RDP Real Deal Preppers Summit, where we can to get some firearms training in. I definitely think that we're definitely going to need that, so I will let you know. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, you can do that by going to Prosperity Mint. And Prosperity Mint is a full-service precious metals dealership where you can exchange your currency or your coupons for real money. Check out what's in inventory there, then email info at Prosperity Mint. Please do not, if you're going to purchase from there, first let them know, hey, I'm thinking about purchasing, so someone can contact you and let you know what the overall purchasing process is. You want to do that, it's to your benefit. I will be actually probably one of the ones contact me, so there's some things I need to say to you. So please, read between the lines on that. Very, very important. Don't want to really talk about that unless it's in private for those of you that are planning on purchasing from there, okay? So, also, very, very important. One more thing with something else. Oh, before we get into what's in the news and get into why it's Wednesday, I can't see the board, so I'll bring Brother Davis up in a minute. There are some things. There was an article, and I didn't get to post it because I'm out, was traveling today. Didn't get to post it. Listen to this, and you may have heard about it. There was the first Florida started violating due process and seizing firearms from different individuals. It was the first time that Florida has ever done that. But now there's another thing that's happening with the firearms thing that I think is really relevant and is going to spread. What the law enforcement community, under the guidelines of the Militarization Act, and I know there is no such thing, but it is. It may not be on paper, but it is indeed in actions. Well, what they were doing from the Parkland shooting is that the brother of the alleged shooter, they went and seized his guns and also trying to prevent him from purchasing guns. How in the world is that possible? If you're not going to bring any charges up on him for anything else, how are you going to prevent him from doing anything? But this is how this whole thing is going to perpetuate. Pretty soon they're going to say anybody on that block, anybody in that family, anybody. It's,
hey, Dave.
But, and it's all for a reason. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, thank you for bringing up this important information and what's happening on the ability of people to be able to protect themselves and feed themselves in case it all breaks down. And so every so thank you for that information. But it's not like they can claim some kind of mental defect by biological relations, cause they both were adopted, and the person you're talking about is an Afro, what I would classify as an Afro descendant person, meaning he has Afro and melanin. So you know, they're only brothers in the what's the system, the welfare system, the foster care system, you know what I'm saying?
Foster,
they're foster
system.
Brothers. Yeah. It's really what it is. But, yeah. But thank, please continue, man. But I just wanted to point that out in case people didn't know.
Yeah. And you know, I didn't know that because I didn't get to read it. I just heard about it, you know, briefly. But I'm not surprised. This is how this spreads. And it's going to spread to neighbors, to family members, to, but let me tell you, there's not only going to be, that's not only going to be the way that they're going to do with the firearms. Let me slow down. They're also going to be doing that with debt. What I mean by that is this. If your, let's say your parents, your mother or your father pass away and they were in debt, I can see, and they're going to be moving to where that system is going to say that debt is now inherited by the children and by the existing family members. If they're the immediate family, this is, watch, believe me, a lot of people say, nah, they'll never do that. You know how many times we talked about some things that then people would say, nah, they'll never do that.
Dave, they already do it.
2 years later.
They already do it. They did it to my second cousin who lived next door, his father. His father's my second cousin, so this is like, you know, my third cousin. But they call that the estate. And so, you know, that's my cousin. I kind of grew up with him since my teenage years. And we close enough that I can talk to him about, you know, the death of his father, the transformation of his father. And that's one of the things he talked about is the debt, you know, that his father left. But he didn't leave that much debt. He had enough money in various accounts to pay the debts from the estate. So that way, you know, they can't come up here and take no land. There's no collateral or anything like that. So, you know, he wasn't behind in his taxes or that far behind that his estate couldn't pay it upon his debt. But that's basically what you're saying. So, you know, whoever's the executor, which is usually family members, that they are responsible for paying that debt. Now, what I don't know is, well, okay, what if my cousin didn't leave enough in his estate for his children to pay off any outstanding bills or what have you? Would they be responsible? And then I guess those corporations or whoever that money's owed to could put tax liens on properties. And so, I mean, it's a tangled web, you know, in many avenues and scenarios could play out in that situation. But it's my understanding, you know, whoever inherits the estate is responsible for those debts.
Yeah. And that's generally off of the public debt that's there. And I'm definitely see where it's going to be privatized, where their credit card bills, their student loans and things of that, their everyday, where it's going to be attached to the overall family name. And this is where they're going to be moving this whole system into, so that your someone in your family, your immediate family passes away, and then you're obligated for their debt that they had. That's what the private debt, credit card, and any other debt that they have, not just the taxes, and that's attached, the public debt that's attached to the state, where they put a lien on the family, including the individuals in the family. And this is where all this is going. It's an unfortunate, but that's what things are going to start to transpire, and I think you'll see that. And what they're going to say to justify that is we're going to say, well, we've had individuals that that passed away, and they left all of this. They took all of the money, and they gave it to the family, and now the family keeps that, and they got ill-gotten means to wealth when they don't now they don't have to pay to service the debt, and they're going to come up with all kinds of things, and it's really here because this overall economic prison system is going to really, really expand itself. And so definitely want to be aware of that. So real quick, let me get into, but wait, with something else I wanted to, and I wanted to really emphasize tomorrow, for tomorrow's show, please, we're going to really stress haves and needs. We're going to look at some of the needs for preparing, because I definitely anticipate that this year, the rest of this year, is going to be a hot one militarily, and I want you all to be as prepared for it as possible. And if nothing happens, so be it. All's well. You'll still be in a better position. So we're going to talk about that tomorrow. So come with questions and comments. And for those of you that are open to sharing, don't worry about it. There is no government entity that's going to be chasing you down. I'm going to tell you what the biggest problem is going to be: those that aren't prepared around us. This is where family is going to be critical. You have to have your family structure as tight as it possibly can be, because then that is going to minimize your overall exposure to the obstacles that are going to be the financial obstacles and the war obstacles, because it is going to be a measure of war that we're going to be dealing with. So real quick, I want to get into some of the stuff what's in the news. I don't want to keep Brother Davis from the show, and I'm also going to say I'm not going to be able to watch the board for the rest of the show. I actually have meetings that I have to attend to also. Hold on one second. Let me just pull this up. First article, I posted this one from Sputnik News, and this one was from Pentagon admits missile defense powerless in facing of Russian hypersonic weapons. Military intelligence strategists were apprehensive about reporting the shared. Ooh, no, let me finish this. Let me fix this. Okay, so they write this different. President Donald Trump, who reportedly expressed concerns over Russia's new invincible intercontinental ballistic missile, cruise missile, and nuclear torpedoes during a telephone call with the celebrity figurehead Vladimir Putin. And I'm going to tell you what's happening. This whole Syria situation is really, really getting out of, is starting to move into direct conflict. It's for the first time that the U.S. and Russia have been in conflict. Never before have they been in the same theater of operation in combat, with combat missions, and they are doing that now. And now they're actually targeting each other in an open form, and it's only going to grow from there. So be aware of that. Next article, my man Ross posted this one, and this one was from USA Today. Who was Mark Anthony Condit, the Austin serial bomber? Woof, I'm glad this is over, because I can't say why, but I'm just glad this thing is over. But check out this article Roz posted there earlier today.
Hey Dave, don't you think it's too early to say that it's over? Who knows? Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I definitely do.
Will it ever be over? I mean, really think about it. I published an article today about that guy, his background. Check it out at blacktalkradionetwork.com. They're saying, who is the Austin bomber? And my title says, apparently a a white conservative Christian turned terrorist. That's who he is, based on his background and his profile. They profile people all the time. He comes from a community of survivalists down there, homeschool, all of that. It's a lot of, it's a long line of people with his profile going back, and we can go back further, but I'm just going to go back to the so-called founding fathers and their white identity and practice of slavery. So it's a long line of what I call these type of terrorists, man. So they have a very long history, and they don't want to call it terrorism. Right. And
they don't want to call it, because that's exactly what it is. And nowhere near. This is only the start. In my opinion, I think that now you're seeing the destabilization by the active shootings or the mass shootings. Now you're going to see this as another destabilizer, because what's going to ultimately happen is I think that there's a big divide that the system wants to really ignite to destabilize everyone here, and that thing is definitely taking place. Another article real quick was Moscow warns Washington against conducting a strike against Syria. Russia has told the U.S. if you strike Syria with any form of cruise missiles, we will shoot down the cruise missiles, not only shoot down the cruise missiles, intercept the cruise missiles, but the platforms that deliver them, they will be engaged by Russia. So it is a time in which, and I definitely see the U.S. and France engaging Syria in the next couple of days or the next couple of weeks, and then they're, you know, Russia is now obligated completely to they have no choice, and this is going to spin out, and Russia saying that the U.S. is going to use chemical weapons as its excuse for doing it. So we're definitely going to see this happening. So without further ado, I want to bring Brother Davis on for Wise Wednesday. If you have any questions or comments for Brother Davis, give him a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. And if you have a question, just say, excuse me, because I won't be on the board. Brother Davis, if you're there, we're ready for Wise Wednesday.
Good evening. Good evening, brothers and sisters. It's always good to hear the voice of a friend, and I tell you, we're at a perfect time, because I'm going to tell you, regardless of what we're going through, whatever we go through, we're going to need to have that voice we can identify as a friend.
Yes.
Now, for those of you who have not understood the concept of why I use that, I want you to understand that in diverse times, a lot of people are going to come off like a friend. But Dave told you, what you're going to worry about is your neighbors and your family. So get to know them as best you can, because there's some, you know, you just don't want to deal with it at all, period. So now, since put that out real quick, let me get to the point of tonight's show. Because, see, tonight's show, I'm going to focus on emotion. And the reason why I'm going to focus on emotion is because I told you everything about the aspects of being able to control them. But I have not told you about diverse circumstance. And the reason why I haven't told you about diverse circumstance is because it's something that you will deal with only at the particular time it happened. If you remember, I gave the show on the church shootings. Those were a diverse circumstance. And see, those people were so overpowered by their fear in a diverse circumstance, they froze. They submitted themselves, and most of them died. And the one that didn't die, I believe that he wanted about having a witness to say what he did or whatever, regardless of whatever psychotic idealisms are behind it. The destruction was done. And I point that out because the people were victimized as much outwardly, meaning in the external world, or should I say the subjective world, as they were in the objective world. See, in the objective world, you have an opportunity to make a difference, to do something, because the subjective world is going to would do whatever the plan goes. And it literally, a lot of that's played from ear to ear. You can see with the politics that are going today, you don't know how to totally prepare for one thing or another. So you got to prepare with a balance of, you can use this if it's natural, you can use this if it's man. Hey, that's just the circumstance we're in. But your emotions must be totally under control. And the reason why they must be under control is because if your emotions are not under control, you will be an emotional roller coaster from moment to moment. And as an emotional roller coaster, sometimes you're going to want to just hang on tight. Yeah, I've been on them before. And other times you want to just go ahead and go for it because you have nothing to lose. And this point of decision is what we have to examine closely, because that is how you're going to express your emotional state of mind. And the sad part about it is that some people think that everybody's compassionate, they are compassionate, and they are not. So you have to think in terms of what is most suitable for you in a given circumstance. And the sad part about it is that some people will surrender. What does that mean? That means that they will submit to whatever it is the demand is on them. And understand, when you submit, you don't know what's behind that submission. You're giving your power, once again, to someone else over your life. So let's just examine the world today. I mean, let's face it. Abuse is on all-time high, going higher every day. More and more people have been stolen, snatched off the streets to disappear. You never hear from them again. Well, when you do hear from them again, they've been victimized in such a way that people don't want to talk about. You heard the guy from Atlanta that was found in the California desert. All of his organs were gone. All of his bones were gone. Just a mass of flesh. And if you didn't hear about it, these things are happening. These things are real. And this is why we must have a stable thought process when it comes to our emotion. Because I'm going to tell you something. Whatever you decide is important or value to you, whenever that person that's trying to control you finds out what it is, that's what they're going to use. Whether it be people, whether it be position, may even be your shelter. So you have to seriously think closely of how you're going to act and what you're willing to sacrifice. Let me repeat that. Think closely of how you're going to act and what you're willing to sacrifice. You see, people fail to realize that their body, the whole body, is connected. There are a multiplicity of systems in your body that are connected. And literally, had you been taught right instead of in a Western aspect, you would be able to have a certain degree of control over those things to the point where you could have developed them as strengths. But since that has not happened, you really have to be able to know you can control your emotions and you are willing to do what is necessary in any given circumstance. Because I'm going to tell you something, we don't know. We don't know what may come. We don't know how we could be thrown into something. But we do know this. Whatever it is, we must make decisions moment to moment. And those decisions have to deal with what we value. Now, I don't know if you guys remember the show I talked about when the group of people were caught up by four or five different entities of evil. And they had them into cabin, and they separated the men from the women, and they focused more on the men because they considered they were women. So they had was three men there, and they told the men to turn to the wall, and if the men turned to the wall, they pushed them against the wall to pat them down. The women were on the other side of the room, and one of the sisters happened to see a wrench. never used one. It was just big. And the man that was watching them happened to be beside her, but he couldn't see the wrench in the position he was in. She could see the three men that was in the group that I already had relationship with, had built relationships with, was being guarded by two, while one patted them down, just to see if there was any weapons. And the woman who noticed the wrench was terrified because she was looking at three or four other females, maybe two girls or two adults or whatever, that were there also. She was going through her mind, what could she do? What could she do? It could cost her life if she did the wrong thing. So in this tense situation, the other three women were just in terror, or the extra other women were just in terror. So what the woman did was she started breathing, relaxing herself. She made up her mind that she was going to use this wrench in some manner. She just had to find the right moment. So as she began to relax herself, she began to really focus. And she noticed that the guy that was guarding them wasn't really watching them. He was watching the three other men dealing with the other brothers that was the three brothers that they were doing the search on. She realized that the brothers had not had their hands or been bind or anything right now at that particular point. But they were close enough on them that they felt comfortable that their weapons could be able to maintain a certain degree of control with them. So the sister took a deep breath as she reached down and she realized she had her hand totally on this wrench. Might have been 18-inch wrench. You could use any aspect of your thought process. No one noticed, and she knew it, and she was within arm's reach of this guy who was supposed to be watching the woman, who literally had a gun in his hand and a big Bowie knife on his side. So she's looking around this room that's dimly lit, but just enough for everybody could see everything. She decided that it was worth chance of losing her life to save everybody else. And since she already had this wrench in her hand, she started to tighten her grip up on this wrench, looking for her moment. She knew that if she used this wrench, she had to use it in such an effective way that it would get other people's attention. So she seen the guy who was watching them turn his head to look at the men again, and that was her moment. She picked up this wrench that might have been 10 or 12 pounds, and she hit this guy in the head with as much thrust as she could muster. And just as she hit him in the head, she reached out and she grabbed his Bowie knife. Well, by this time, the other three men that were being guarded, that were guarding the black men, turned to look to see what was going on. And in that instant, the black men literally attacked those three men. Gunshots fired out. Before you know it, the lights were off because of the commotion and everything got quiet. So for 2 minutes, all you could hear was this. They couldn't even describe it. So then one of the men said, Alma, which is one of the ladies, she said, I'm over here. But that gave her the reassurance that that man was all right. But when they turned the light on, the woman who hit the original guy with the wrench was on top of him, just stabbing him with his Bowie knife. In the meantime, those three brothers, during the confusion, were able to subdue the three that was guarding them when they turned their head to see what was happening to their partner. And all of them came out alive. Because one woman made a decision that her life was worth it. You see, I give you this story so you can understand one thing. You don't know how your circumstance is going to evolve in a changed, or should I say a diverse circumstance from moment to moment. You cannot let fear control how you're going to react, because if you do, you will freeze. Let me repeat that. If you allow fear to control you, you will freeze. Even if you had a perfect opportunity, you will freeze. This woman was smart enough to know that she had to make a decision. She started bringing her breath down so that she can breathe in a comfortable way, not to alarm anybody, but to give her body the energy she needed to follow through with this decision. And when she thought that she had reached a point where she had already put in her mind her plan, she implemented it. And she was so effective with it that the guy who was hit in the head was knocked out on his way to the ground. She still had the insight to grab that Bowie knife off his hip and jump on him and stab. You see, you're going to have to make decisions. You're going to have a thought process that always is focused on your evaluation of a given situation. And you're always going to be focused on the result that you seek. Anything less would produce not what you want, but it may magnify the degree of your circumstance. And the reason why I use the term of a woman is because a lot of people think women are weak. Well, they're seriously mistaken. Sad part about it is Europeans, in most cases, see women as the weaker sex. Although they've been the most brutal over history to women, they still see them as the weaker sex. So when you have a woman that is thinking in terms of her circumstance and thinking in terms of her survival and thinking in terms of the cost, he's not thinking that. Because remember, the guy that was guarding them was more focused on the three that had the three brothers, more so that he was the winner. Why? Because he didn't expect that one woman to be incisive enough to have a survival mandate. And that's what it is. It's your will to survive that will literally allow you to be very objective in this circumstance. She had to accept the fact that if it didn't go as she planned, she would probably die. And I know this may seem to be a little far-fetched to some of you, because a lot of you don't think that you'll ever get in a situation like that, because the program teaches you that. See, the program in America is a savior's going to come. Think about it. I'm not trying to get you to believe something. I'm trying to tell you this is what in America, there's always the Lone Ranger riding in. There's always the Savior. Look at all the superhero movies out. There's always somebody else. But in real life, it is not. Make no mistake. If you don't do it, it does not get done. So if you think you're going to run, you can for a period of time until that one round stops you. So they're not running after you. Sadly enough, at one time, I can't even think of his name now. See his face, I can't think of his name, but he was asked the question, is it easier to control 1 million people in order to be able to have order? And he said, no, it is easier to kill 1 million so there will be order. You see, the sad part about it is that they think destruction is a solution, and it is not. Destruction only enhances your ability to be more animalistic. Because see, it's what animals do to survive. animals must kill to survive. You see, man is not an animal, so he is subject to what is called human error. And sometimes, in a given situation, you have to look for that human error. And you have to utilize the moment that you identify that is suitable for you. You can survive anything if you are mentally and spiritually and physically prepared to rise. But if you are not, you will not. Let me be very clear about that. If you're not, you will not. The sad part about it is that you may get in a situation where, what do you got to lose? We hope that doesn't happen. But you have to be able to judge that. You see, a coward will sit in a situation like that and he'll submit every time. That's why you have to find out who they are. They'll tell on everything. They'll give away everything. And in the end, they will still die 1,000 times. Well, one who is strong-willed, steadfast, and prepared, if they die, and when they die, it'll only be one. Because they're willing to make the decision. They're willing to die for something and be victimized for nothing. See, that's what a coward's willing to do. He's willing to make the decision to be victimized for nothing. But who knows how and what level that victimization will go to. Because you have to understand, we are dealing with the most magnanimous murderer in the history. Let me repeat that. We are dealing with the most magnanimous murderer in history. There is nothing that he has not done to us as a people. So don't think only one of them thinks that way, no. Now, I'm not saying all of them are like that either. Because you may have some people in your group that because of their skin color or because of the way they talk, you're a little bit sketchy about it. Look, I'm telling you from personal experience. When I was in the Corps, there was people in my squad. One guy was pure white with red hair. One guy was a Mexican. You didn't know these were trained. You knew they were trained, but you didn't know how they were going to act under diverse circumstances. And I'm going to tell you something. War is total destruction. And I've seen many people fall apart in some of the strangest ways. Literally fall apart. But you can't go trying to survive something with an expectation. No. You better have an anticipation. An anticipation on this happens, this is what I'm going to do. Be able to look at a circumstance and evaluate. Count quickly how many male, how many female, how many is armed, what kind of, what are they packing, are they handguns, are they rifles, what is the accessibility, if it's a knife, does it have a lock on it, if it's a magazine, is it, what kind is it? All of these things come into play, because guess what, if you do this right, they may become your tools. Sadly enough, not every decision is going to be the best decision, but it's going to be the best decision for the circumstance. Understand how I said that. Not every decision is going to be the best decision, but it's going to be the best decision for the circumstance. And if it works out to your advantage, then so be it. It became the best decision. I'm not trying to give you an understanding that rah, 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 suskum, rah. No, that's not what I'm trying to do. What I'm trying to give you an understanding is that your emotional state of mind, your level of courage, your intuitiveness to survive must be on peak at all times in diverse circumstances. There was an old saying, vacation time, when you came out of the fields of maneuvers, and you was in a what we call a sanctuary area. That's meant there was an area that was secure. That was vacation time. That's in the outfit that I was in. Because most of the time was never vacation time. But the sad part about it is that even in some of those times, you had to always be checking the people that you knew you had to be lying. And a lot of them, many times, were going through this emotional roller coaster. I don't want to be here. I don't want to do this. Listen, come back to the world. I mean, you're here now. This is the circumstance. Well, you know, I want my mama bowl. We all want our mamas. This ain't happening here. I need you to be right, because if you're right, I'm right. You're on your game, we get a chance to play. One person that is willing to sacrifice themselves is sacrificing everybody. Make no mistake. Unless they're falling on something that's going to save everybody else, their sacrifice of surrendering is nothing but a roadmap to those people they were with. Make sure you understand that. All your supplies, gone. All those stash spots, gone. And for you people who don't know what stash spots are, sometimes you might be able to come across a maybe four or five boxes of canned food, and you stash that. So if you come back that way, or you can grab two or three cans and keep moving. I know this sounds crazy to y'all. This is real. This government is not run by politicians. This government is run by a few people who don't even live in this country. These are the circumstances we're in. They have no alliance to America. The sad part about it is that they use America's armament all over the world. As a matter of fact, I had a discussion today because they're trying to put a base in Guyana. A lot of Africans and Europe and so forth online, we're upset. They're so upset about it. Well, maybe it'll be good. Maybe they'll come in and hunt Boca Raton. Well, you remember Boca Raton was a terrorist group in Africa? Well, some people say they're a terrorist group that stemmed out of the other terrorist group, Al-Qaeda. And if that is the case, guess what? United States financed that. United States and Saudi Arabia, for those of you who don't know. So that may just be an excuse to get into the continent, because guess what? They don't have a lot of military bases there. But one is like a very bad plant. They will destabilize governments and countries, because guess what? They don't like what China's doing there, and they sure don't like what Russia's doing. And all of these years, when they could have been cultivating a positive relationship, they just went in and stole with impunity. Yeah, this is definitely going to go in a direction that people can't perceive right now. I mean, when you look at the world, I mean, the Zionists of Israel are putting Africans out of the country in a due date. What is a due date? They got to be gone by a certain time. They've even made an arrangement for Rwanda so that they could send them all there. This is fact. Now, here's something else that you may have noticed and you may not have noticed. You ever noticed the post that come out now that says, if you had a chance to go back to Africa, would you go or would you stay? They ain't by chance. Believe me, they are not by chance, because guess what? If you see yourself going back to Africa for anything other than to help build it, to profit by it, or to enjoy it, they see you going back to Africa to get rid of you. Make no mistake. African Americans know too much about this history here. And for all of you who don't know it, when anybody comes to the United States, they tell them, stay away from the African Americans. They ain't telling them that because African Americans are bad, because their history speaks for itself. That's why they literally try to color the image of African Americans all over the world. They want people to stay away from us because we know the truth. All the stuff they're starting to put in these books, these lies about the slave trade, is not what it was. If you read these new history books, black people sure liked being slaves. There was a great opportunity for us to come over here and be slaves, to build a country, not get a die. That's how the history books were portrayed. I've been getting a lot of stuff lately on history, DVDs and books, because I have to teach my children and my grandchildren what they don't know. And if something happens to me and I can't, I still want them to have ability to have access to this. You see, I'm trying to plan this as long term as possible. Am I surrendering? Absolutely not. But I have to have a plan in place. If I survive, I want to be a part of the reconstruction. I have to be able to converse with my people about my people and what they did and how they went about doing it and who was successful and who were not. No, I ain't going to be able to cover all the grounds, but I can give them instruments and tools that they can do their own research with, or they can ask the right question. Pretty soon, the question is going to be for y'all. Can I be happy again? Think about that for a minute. You really find in the future a place where you're going to have joy, peace, even if it's for a short period of time. That's what vacation time was in the bush. When we got out the bush, I mean, that's vacation time. But I had to be on duty 24/7 in an environment that I did not like. But I learned to live in it just as easily as the vegetation. And I blended because of the training, like the vegetation. These things may sound a little arbitrary. I mean, I ain't said a lot of this stuff in years. I haven't thought about it in years. I haven't really thought about the years it took away from me at the time, because I was such a young man that I didn't have a civil aspect of thought. You see, that's why they're looking to take you at such an early age. You know, your mind really doesn't fully develop to about 24, 25 years old. You're going over there doing the gung-ho stage. Oh, yeah, I'm invincible. Here be rolled, all that crap. I'm telling you, I was there. I was you. 19 years old. Phew. I thought I could bend steel with my bare hands. Then when they pump your brain up, and they do, they pump your brain up 24/7. I was articulate at what I did. I became so good at it that I didn't even think about it when I did it. It was like autopilot. So I want you to understand your biggest obstacle is going to be your emotion. Make no mistake. Do you have weapons around? Your children are around them. You teach them about the weapons. The worst you think you can do is have a situation that if one person knew how to shoot that gun, it could change the whole circumstance. Oh, an old Jewish guy once said to me, he had a very expensive camera. And his son was playing with this camera. And I thought, well, you know, that's an expensive camera for a child that age. But when I said to him, I said, if you know how to use that, he said, well, I taught him the best I could, so now he's just learning. I said, that's a very expensive camera. He said, yeah, but he's learning. So I went on to say, it was a Nikon, it was a long lens thing. He said, yeah, it is. It's very expensive. It's a very nice camera. But he's learning. When I walked away from that conversation, I realized what he was doing was allowing his child to learn at an early age about something that he literally seen as a hobby. But he didn't know what. It was weird to take that child. So it's better the child know as best they could on the level that they could. And like I said, he might have been 7 or 8 years old, so he had to have some knowledge to be able to point and shoot just to take a picture. We must teach our children that there's a weapon around how to use it. Sadly enough, you've seen videos of white people who got schools where they got classes where they're breaking down automatic weapons and putting them back together again. Look, I don't want my children to be an army. I don't want my children to see war as a way of life, but I do want them to understand that if this is the path they're on, I give them certain skills that once they begin to tap into them, they can refine them, they can add to them. Is there somebody? Okay, we're coming up on a break. It's Brother Davis on the Wise Wednesday. So let's pick up your phones. Give us a call. Come on, give us a monologue instead of a give us a dialogue instead of a monologue. It's Brother Davis on the Wise Wednesday, and we'll be right back.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, my brothers and sisters. Another thing that you want to have, you must have an eye for salvaging. What do I mean an eye for salvaging? If you happen to be on the move and you see aluminum foil, pick it up. You see a plastic bag, pick it up. These things become tools for you later down the line. They may not have an immediate use for it, but they become tools for you later down the line. See, in the South here, they got cotton fields. Go pick some cotton. And a lot of people fail to realize that a lot of times we walk past things because it doesn't have a good presentation. I believe that opportunity presents itself the more knowledgeable you are about it. Fortunately, in the South, there's a lot of things that grow natural. They got these things called muscadines. They call them bullseyes down here.
Bullets.
Bullets, yeah, bullets. But you know, that's one of the most healthy superfoods that there is around. And it grows very indigenous in this area. So if an opportunity presents, you can get some bullets. Hey, get them bullets. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Up here in the Northeast. Yeah, they're a grape. It's a form of grape. Up in the Northeast, they got leafy vegetation called poi poi. P-A-U-P-A-U. But this vegetation is not only good food, but it's good medicine. But if you don't know it, when you see it, all you look like is a river growing plant. So it's good to train yourself from those sort of things. We talked about books that we had that literally open those doors to that sort of training. And the reason being is because sometimes you can't plan what you're going to eat because of the circumstances that you're in. So have as much knowledge about the vegetation around you as possible. Also have knowledge about the nutrition of them. Okay? It's changed. And the reason why I say if you can, because these things come into play. These things come into play. What vegetable produces iron? What gives you what vegetable offers you saline? That's a lot of things. The selenium, I mean. There's a lot of things that literally are going to play to your advantage the more knowledgeable you are of them. Why did I say grab something like aluminum foil? If you got aluminum foil, you run across potatoes. You can't bake potatoes if you know how to go about preparing them and placing them right. You can have a small fire You can bury the potatoes in the ground, have your fire above those potatoes, and that fire burning for 2 or 3 hours. You got baked potatoes. You see what I'm saying? There's always a way, but you got to play. But I, and I said, you got to have the knowledge to be able to benefit pie. There's what they call dandelions, which is a weed. No, you can also eat those. Any natural growing berry or something like that, you got to have the knowledge to know, is that going to be something that is edible or is it not? But see, when we was coming up, they had fruit trees every place. They had cherry trees, they had apple trees, they had pear trees. I'm going to tell you, they had grapevines. I had a rich childhood and didn't know how rich I was. But that's how I was at our time. We were poor people. But we sure had love in the house. See, sometimes that may be what you got to build on. Not what you want, but what you have. And how you can utilize that to get what you want. You got to be able to talk. Clearly understand what's being said. Those of you in the inner city, you got to learn how to board yourself up and cook your food without the aroma getting out. Now, you hear that? Board yourself up, cook the food without the aroma getting out. And this is serious. You can't be frying no chicken in a diverse circumstance, because that fried chicken will lure is a magnet. Anybody hungry, don't follow their nose to your fried chicken. But you can't do that. You are going to have to do some things to prepare your meals, but you're going to have to make that preparation far before the opportunity presents itself. Why do I say that? Because in reality, quiet, Ola. In reality, there's nothing else you can do if you're not doing anything. That's why it's good to build relationships with other people so that you guys can come together and pool your resources. Sometimes you might have to get together and live in one spot. Or,
hey, brother, Dave.
Yes, brother. Add to the show, hey, please.
Hey, my brother. I was just thinking, man, you know, while we were on the subject of preparation and, you know, just being prepared for it, what is, like, for a person that has a small garden and wants to really take over considerably eating from the backyard instead of going to the store, what would be good to plant right now in this season? Because this is planting time, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Well, you're going to find certain crops that are good most year-round, your kale, your greens, and that sort of thing. There's certain different kinds of greens that you could have romaine lettuce, bok choy. These things grow, although they're foreign. They still grow in this environment, and they give you a lot of nutrition. I got a friend who has what's called above-surface garden and a below-surface garden. What that means, he grows root plants under the soil and vine plants above the soil. So they don't interfere with the growing patterns. See, so there's just a number of different ideas, but it really comes down to the environment, the part of the country you're in, the climate. All of these things play a role. But can it be done? Absolutely. And once again, the more people doing it, the more greater variety you have to work with. But don't think, well, if you have a garden, there ain't somebody else ain't watching. Because believe me, if they got free food in a diverse circumstance, unless you garden it, that's free food. And if you garden it, how far are you going to go? You were fortunate, though, because you could actually buy what's called tomatoes in a bag and grow vine tomatoes in a sunny place somewhere in the house, out of a bag. A lot of different growing things that are available nowadays. Those sort of things will come in handy.
Now, that kind of makes sense. If you do the tomato and it grows upside down, you don't have to worry about trying to hold it up, huh?
Yeah, well, not only that, but, I mean, you can always tack vine onto something. See, the higher the vine grows, the more girth you give the plant. So you start pruning. If you're pruning every 3-inch leaf, in other words, every 3 inches high, you're pruning the leaf. You're giving strength to the vine, so the vine's growing taller, and it's spreading out to fruit more, and more fruit can grow.
Hmm.
You see, the best part about that is that you got that out of just answering questions. That's why I tell people, call and ask questions, because a lot of times you don't realize that you can get more information through the question that you ask, because somebody else may be able to add to that. I mean, think about it. You're going to grow, you can have sweet potatoes underground, and you can have radishes underground, and then you could have okra above ground, and you could have tomatoes above ground. And wow, they can grow simultaneously. You see what I'm saying? But like,
that's important too, because we really don't have the space, you know. But what you're talking about is maximizing your space. You got three different levels in the same space, and everybody's happy.
Well, one thing works for everybody, that's if somebody's doing something. You see, I find out with a lot of black people, they, oh wow, we could do this and we can do that, but what are you doing? See, that's the main thing. You got to be doing something to make a difference. Because I'm going to tell you, I'm learning every day. And the reason why I'm learning every day is because I'm applying what I learned, and I'm going to do a little bit more to brush myself up in that area, and then I'm coming back to applying what I learned. Because I got to. If you're going to be a visionary in any circumstance, you got to see beyond your present moment. Just if I can get through the day, that's fine. But I'm planning for tomorrow today. So when I get through the day, tomorrow's been prepared for as best I can. Now, I understand how I say that, as best I can, because every day is going to be different. And if we don't think for a minute that somebody's watching us, we're a fool. You think about that for a minute. Because if you're doing things to prepare, people are going to wonder what you're preparing for. And guess what? If you said something to somebody and they decide, oh, well, I don't think that's going to happen, and it happens, guess who they're coming to? That's right. They come to that person they knew or one time approached them about preparing for this. Because they don't have no resources. And now they want the resources. And in getting those resources, that strengthens their position. So don't think they're going to come and knock on the door and say, look, brother, I know that you was ready in for this, and I should have listened to you, but I think I could be a help to you. Well, no, they ain't trying to be a help to you. They're trying to get to you what your resources are. And you got to play for that. I play for that. That's why it's so important to understand before with these circumstances arise who you can depend on and who can depend on you. I once said that if I get with a group and my group, we're going out and I have to do some harvesting or just go on maneuvers to see position, and I came back, you can't give me an excuse that something happened to my family. It's not going to be a factual one. And you still alive. You understand? So believe me, if you were in my group and you were the people that go out and harvest, and something happens in that group and I'm there, before anything happens to your family, I will be dead. Because that's what I expect when it comes to my family. That's why I say it's good to find out who those cowards are, because guess what? You are putting what you value in their thought process. So if they think, oh, we just going to surrender? No, that ain't the one you want. Because he will surrender and give up everything that he thinks. Just go every and anything that he thinks to save his life. And he will do every and anything to survive. That's why he'll die 1,000 times. So, please, take your time, look at your environment, see what grows naturally, and then talk to the people to see who's doing what, try to get with like-minded people. I know some people who literally leased a farm, so they leased land. They're doing their growing outside the city on land that they leased, but guess what? Things jump off, they all go to here. His group is all going to here. The ones who've been going out and doing the work and put their resources together, they're all going there. The guy told me, so we ain't fully prepared, but we got stuff.
something. That's what it's about. No one is going to be fully prepared for a circumstance that you have no idea how it's going to happen, what that calamity may be. Perfect example is I'm in Pennsylvania right now because I'm trying to do some things at my father-in-law's house, but they've had four nor'easters come in since the 1st of March. And then when these nor'easters come in, they're bringing in, they're getting pounded with snow. Spring was yesterday. The first day of spring was yesterday. I said, man, look, we're doing good. We got close to 3,000 to 4,000 plants already seeded. We're starting to plant them now. So, at one hand, it's a little joy. I mean, when I go back down to the farm, we're going to have some stuff in the ground. We're going to start that there process of seed time and harvest. In the meantime, while I'm up here, I'm trying to fortify and renovate this house so that if push comes to a shove, at least it can withstand some things. And I'm trying to educate this man who's 87 years old, who literally doesn't think that'll ever happen. But you know what? I never thought he'd go to the rifle range with me, but he did. I never thought he would shoot my weapons, but he did. Now, that isn't saying that that's what his frame of mind is, but he knows how to use it. So I always tell him when I'm not here, this is such a place. There's about 200 rounds in there, and there's a box downstairs in the supply. Now, I'll keep a supply downstairs because if you got to get up and go, you got to be able to grab as much as you can so you can put certain things already together. So I'm trying to educate him as best I can. And he's receptive only because now he sees this Trump thing, and it's like, we went from Obama to Trump? Yeah, well, that's the anger of America. So we really don't know what to expect. So in turn, at least this man who I thought was stuck in his ways is looking at his son-in-law and kind of different. You think this is going to happen? If you think it's going to happen, I tell you what, let me go out here and let me learn how to shoot these things. Let me show me what's what. What's in this can? What's in that can? Yeah, do I have food storage? Yes, I do. Because if I'm not here, I still wanted to be able to know where this stuff is at up here. So, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get to it. So I'm literally, I don't want to give up my whole game plan, but all he has to do is some basic things. It might take him a day or two. He has the proper tools that he needs to be able to at least fortify the house. And also got him a short way. He don't know how to use it. Just keep it on this channel right here. Things getting awry, you press that button and listen. Because at least it lets you know what the news is doing. And every night at 8 o'clock, you turn that button to this line right here. And you wait for 15 minutes. If you don't hear nothing in 15 minutes, you go back and listen to this. See, these are key things that I can do with him now because I don't know. There's a big, beautiful house up here. This could be quite a fortress. Old stone building, you know what I mean? Some old, where they placed it's all brick founded with a big rocks was used and the cement in the gaps. Oh yeah, one real old, seriously historical. Actually, it was my wife's childhood home. So she's enjoying the fact that we're being able to put this time in too. But everybody has to look at their circumstance with a clarity to achieve being able to get through anything. So prepare accordingly. I'm not saying any of this to scare any of y'all. Let me be very frank about this. I'm saying this is because it's preparatory. You know how when you was in school, they gave you on Monday, they told you, these are the spelling words, and on Friday we're going to have a test. Well, I was never one to wait on Friday to study this word. Don't you be. Because that way, by the time Friday comes, Thursday, you already tried and you ace it. And this is what we're doing now. We're preparing so that Thursday we are sharp. And if Friday comes, we'll ace it. Not
patient according to the level of just getting a high grade, but patient according to a level to survive. And the reason why I say it like that is because we don't know what to expect. Because literally, with the quagmire our country is in, the people that knock on your door might have on blue hats from the NATO. I know that might shock some of y'all, but it shouldn't. The United States has been submitting themselves to the NATO organization for years. You heard the Agenda 21? These are things that they plan on doing here that have nothing to do with the politics up here. You know why? Because literally they're engineering it. Why do you think this so-called glyphosate from this Roundup is so prevalent in our country? It's killing off those things that are vegetation that you can, it don't serve any other purpose. Literally. None of these things, these genetically modified organisms, they serve one purpose: to destroy you. That's it. That's why other countries are not allowed with here. I'm just giving you truth, because guess what? You might run across this thing and say, just if I eat a little bit, that's true. But we don't know what a little bit is and how much damage it's going to do. People talk to me and say, well, man, you know, you're a vegetarian. You can do that. No, it ain't that I'm a vegetarian. I can do that. I'm a vegetarian because the options are few. Why do I say that? Because I can grow my own vegetables. You don't know what's in chicken. You don't know what's in pork. You don't know what's in beef. It all looks the same. It looks real nice. But I've seen some things. I've seen some brown beef that was dyed to look fresh. And they sell it like it's fresh. I've seen chickens that was frozen so long that by the time they cut it out and take the bones out, you don't know if it's chicken or rat meat. We got to wake up, because guess what? Truths are being taken away from us. And the sad part about it is that a lot of people don't want to accept that. Yeah, this is Brother Davis on Wise Ones. Add to the show, brother.
Yeah, Brother Davis, I was just looking on the internet the other day and saw where they have now extracted meat from these things that, you know, we call it chickens, but ain't no more chickens, real chickens, left in the world, I don't think. There's very few real chickens, but they are able to extract the DNA from these chickens and actually grow a chicken in a petri dish, and it's legal for them not only to sell it to you and tell you it's chicken, but you know you can't say nothing about it.
Yeah, that does not surprise me, my brother. It does not surprise me, and the reason being is because once again, this country is not run by the Constitution anymore. Literally, if you've heard the talk, they almost at a point now where they can overturn the Constitution. I think they're about 5 seats away. I think they needed like 31 governorships or something like that, and they got like 25. But the whole thing is, I want you to understand, if we don't know what to expect, whether it's going to be a natural collapse, a natural disaster, or a man-made calamity. And oh, let's not forget about Fukushima. There's a lot of things going on, but we still have to be at the strength of mind to live, to survive. That is what is important. To survive. And when I say survive, I don't mean a level of Americanism, because we don't know where America's going. America, if a major war hits America, believe me, if the non-Americans that have guns in their homes, it is going to be destructive. And I keep talking about, well, we should give back our guns. I'm going to tell you something. Black people, don't give back nothing. It took you too much to be able to reach a point where you could stay in a position of protection yourself. Don't give back nothing. Believe me, history has taught us nothing else. It should have taught us that. Listen,
Let me get some calls here tonight. I don't, so startled that you don't want to ask them questions, but yeah, pick up your phone. Let's put some questions out there. I mean, there's a lot of things that we haven't discussed. We haven't discussed the first aid in diverse circumstances. We haven't discussed the attributes of herbs and how they can be medicinal as well as nutritional. All of these things come into play. I have about 109 different herbs, not because of this, but because I was always into herbs. I was always into teas and elixirs. So as I began to find access to them, I was able to buy more. There's some places that have an excellent selection of herbs. I went to a place in Houston called the Houston Farmers Market. And I mean, their selection was, it blew me away. And I, believe me, I'm buying herbs. I could only buy about 2 ounces here, 2 ounces there, because some of that stuff was relatively expensive. You know, some of these herbs go for $45 and $50 a pound. Mm. So when you get a chance to buy a couple ounces here and a couple ounces there, you go ahead and you take advantage of that opportunity. And I'm going to tell you, that's not even counting what you're growing. If you can grow some spearmint, grow some peppermint, grow some alfalfa, some bay leaf, whatever it is, because all of these things come in handy. A lot of people fail to realize the importance of something like turmeric. You can't grow it, but it's so cheap that if you buy it now, you can buy 2 or 3 pounds of turmeric for less than $4 or $5. I guess we bought 3 pounds of turmeric for like maybe $4.50. When we were making those pills, we put the turmeric in to vegetable-based capsules. And we did about 3,000 capsules. We haven't used 10% of them yet.
Now, the best place to get the turmeric, is that the Mexican stores or like the Indian stores?
Well, the Indians sell the highest quality turmeric because it's a part of their natural diet.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, you get the turmeric that we got, the lady told us, this is it was medicinal and you could cook with. Some turmerics are evidently that specific for certain areas. But we established a relationship, and that's another thing. Establish relationship with these stores. Because I'm going to tell you something. They like people to come in and inquire, especially mm-hmm. if they got little knowledge. I got a book called From Above, Earth and Above. It's a Chinese book. It's a book on Chinese medicine. And literally, it's a plethora of information, especially dealing with first aid and how the Chinese literally deal with body pain, physical pain. Do you realize that a lot of the older Chinese and Asian people don't have those sort of pains because of their diet? And the reason why we have them is because of our diet. It's so important for us to understand that what I was telling you about, the personal truth, because the personal truth literally liberates you to do the right thing that's suitable for you, as well as benefiting your body. See, a lot of cultures live like that all their lives. They never seen the difference separating them. And the sad part about it is that we were taught under a system of Westernism that their decisions are the best decisions and we should benefit by them, but we've been victimized by them ever since they started. Perfect example. Food chain. Perfect example. Energy. We know right now, for those of you who don't know, we could literally be living, a greater percentage of our energy uses can be solar and be hydrogen. But the reason why they're not there is because they can't put a meter on it. You see, Tesla came up with a generator that literally could give power to everybody in the country. But you know what? They couldn't put a generator on it. So you know what they did? They destroyed Tesla. For those of you who don't know, Tesla was the one who designed the turbine engines that they put in the water plant so that the water runs through and turns the turbine and generate electric power. Yeah, Tesla designed all of that. Now, don't get me wrong, Bob. I also know that Tesla studied the ancient Egyptian sciences for years before these things came out. But the reason why I point that out to you is because the system today is built on such a greed that the lives of a few or many, it doesn't make a difference to them, because all they want is the money.
And the sad part about it is that most of them don't need the money. They got them more than enough. Think about it. So when greed becomes so overpowering to you that you cannot consider humanity, then you've really been, you're living on the level of evil. It's not even approachable. You're living on the level of evil, and it's by design. And we are in a war between municipalities. This is our war. You know why? Because we make decisions. Every time you make a negative decision, you empower the negative forces. Every time you make a positive decision, you empower the positive forces. Let me repeat that because somebody might have missed it. Anytime you make a negative decision and you empower negative forces, anytime you make a positive decision, you empower positive forces. That is why there's things called integrity. That is why there's things called scarcity. Why? Because the more integral you become, the more scarce the people around you are. You know why? Because they may not feel they could reach that level of integrity. That's what I was talking about God and your family.
Mm-hmm.
It's an important time for us to understand this. We don't know what the future holds. We got to plan for anything. And then these plans may just be put on hold if the world goes in a different direction. But don't forget for 1 minute that we are in war, because guess what? There are black people dying every day on the streets from police stops. I don't know if you guys heard about the guy who got shot 20 times in his backyard with a cell phone. Did you hear what I said? A brother
he got
in California.
Shot 20 times.
20 times in his backyard with a cell phone. Nobody's safe. And somebody, please mute your phone. We're coming up on a break in about 3 minutes. Now, the reason why I'm telling you this, because literally, we're only going to have about 10 or 15 minutes on the other side of that 3 minutes. Please, call. Those people out here might have some background in first aid. Call. Give us some insight on what we could grab, what we could use, what we should have available to us. My wife has this thing about having bleach so that you can clean things and make them sterile. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday. So listen, if you get a chance, pick up the phone, add to the dialogue of the night's call. And we'll be right back.
Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
Okay, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. I want to, first let me start off by saying this. I say this thing called I am. And the reason why I say it, I am, is because I am the equivalent of that of the Creator has given to me. to be a part of him. But that means that regardless of what happens, whatever decision you make, it's going to be the right decision for you. Don't stumble. Don't hesitate. Make those decisions. And then when you do, you will benefit by them. If you don't, you'll be victimized. Energy is a complex embodiment that literally focuses what it does in your body on what your thought process. So if you freeze, your whole body freezes. And you've ever been in a situation where you were startled or scared, you know. When you reach that point, everything just freezes. You can't let your body reach that point, because that makes you the deer in the headlights. Or should they say, the silhouette in the crosshairs. Be on your game. Always look for what you can eat, what you can't eat. Take a picture of it. Take it home. Look it up. If you're not sure, do what you can prior. If you know any first aid, learn. Because I'm going to tell you something. Those are going to be vital, vital tools. If you're a mechanic, that's going to be great. Small engine repair, that's great. If you know how to cook for a large amount of people, that's great. If you know how to cook good with minimal, that's great. A lot of people fail to realize what you look at as something that is minute will now become something that will be needed. I don't say it'll be major, but it'll be needed. Because what if the grid goes down? Boom. That's not out of the question. Everybody in the world knows that Russia and other countries have an EMP bomb that could shut the United States down. The United States knows. They've already had shows on it. If that happens, what you going to do? Do you have a Faraday cage? Do you know what a Faraday cage is? You see, knowledge is power only when you can apply it. If you're just holding it up in there, it don't mean nothing. It don't mean nothing at all. So everybody has an opportunity to do something prior. So do what is suitable for you. Don't look at what you don't have this. Everybody, there's a lot of things I don't have. Believe me. I wish I could say I'm prepared. I'm not prepared. I wish I could say I don't need this or I don't need it. I need it. That's just the nature of things. I know it sounds like, well, you pretty well set. No, I'm not. If I was pretty well set, I wouldn't have to be on here every night or every Wednesday night trying to give you the essence to point out to you that the system has failed you and you're greater than that. And if you tap into all those lessons or any of those lessons and you started to grow, you should be benefiting by it. I have a friend who told me, yeah, man, I started doing that meditation you talked about, and you know, I just was kind of hard for me in the beginning. Went to the doctor one day and the doctor said, well, what are you doing? He said, well, what do you mean, what am I doing? He said, well, your blood pressure, them numbers are coming down. Are you still taking the meds? He said, yeah, I'm taking the meds. And he said, well, I ain't never seen it work this fast, but hey, it was working for you. He said, you know, brother, I started thinking about what you said about meditation, about putting yourself in the frame of mind. And I used to say that I want my blood pressure to go down, and when I would go into a state of trance, my trance would be focusing on my physical growth. And I was reciting some of those things you would say. I ain't saying I was reciting everything. He said, but you know, I was doing that. He said, those affirmations, I think, are what's making a difference. He said, brother, as long as it's working for you, I did what the best I could. And now he's a firm believer. He's a firm believer. Actually, he joined a yoga group and he said, man, I'm combining all of my forces. Great. And I was talking about getting away from meat altogether. See, you never know what's going to take root in you. And listen, I'm not telling you these things because I need to. No, I don't. Because there's nobody putting a gun in me. You do this. I'm telling you these things because literally it serves a greater purpose. And when people tap into that greater purpose, maybe we can get back to elevating ourselves spiritually where our ancestors were in the first century. Sad part about it is that if we don't literally examine the greatness of the power of our DNA, we may lose it and not realize that we were the ones in power all the time. That's why we are such a target, because we are the ones that possess that essence that they've learned about through stealing in the great libraries of Africa, Alexandria, Mesopotamia, Memphis. You see, there was something in what they found out about us that terrifies them. Now, one of the doctors, Frances Welsing, she felt through her research that it was the DNA. She thought that they knew that our DNA was so superior that we would outlast them. So the genetic annihilation is what they were after. But I think she was on the right track. But I think there was a little more to that. I don't know what it all entails, but I do know this. When I study the multiplicity of agencies that are at work in the body and what we can control, there is more to us than meets the eye. And believe me, brothers and sisters, every day I tap into a greater part of myself that leads me into another direction that gives me an understanding that there's something that goes on between us, the sun, and our food that we haven't tapped into yet that gives us a greater power than we ever could imagine. And it may not be destructive. Let me be very clear about that. It may not be destructive. So, you've heard me say to per se, what if we had the ability to take a person's thought and manifest it in their life? Think about that. The very people that's so designed upon your destruction, their thoughts manifest in their lives. You see, we are not destructive people. But if they are self-destructive, then let it happen, because we can't stop it anyway. It is so important why we must guard our thoughts. We must guard our hearts. We must guard our windows. Because things that come in just don't leave. We got to replace that with something that's positive in order to get that negative out. This is not just hearsay. This is truth. A person can only be as good as the content of their nature. So if they have a negative nature, they're going to be negative. If they have a positive nature, they're going to be positive. And just how far positive or how far negative will be determined, I don't know. But I've seen some very negative stuff. We'll take, for instance, the guy with just blew himself up in a car. Whatever it was, understand how I'm saying this, whatever it was that he was so destroyed on, destruction made him destroy himself. I'm going to let that sink in for a little bit. This is Brother Davis on the Wise Wednesdays. I'm not getting any calls, I'm telling you. We're coming up on the last, or I'd say at least 5-10 minutes. So I tried to give you some very, very insightful information. And I'm gonna follow this up real quick with some real power talk. Do you realize everything that grows natural has a mechanism built into it to communicate with the natural body? Why? Because there's a system that goes on of a multiplicities of functions in your body, and your mind can control these functions once it's taught. But until it's taught, they work on a system that we see as automatic. It is not automatic. And to prove it, you put the wrong thing in your system and the system breaks down. You put the right thing in the system functions. People are dying every day from diabetes and high blood pressure. You know why? Because of their diet. It's their choices. And if they made different choices, we can move further and further away from that. Diabetes and high blood pressure, they're not a problem on the continent of Africa with Africans. So this is not something that's hereditary. This is something to do with directly with the choices of what we put into our body. And when we put stuff in our body because it tastes so good, or because there's a deal on it, or do you want steak, or do you want a steak and ribs? You understand? Are you getting this? We had been marketed a diet of death. And the sad part about it is that a lot of people like it. And here, it's so one thing supports the other thing. Right now, we're in the March Madness. Every sports bar is running a special on chicken wings and beer. Chicken wings and beer. Chicken wings and beer. You can watch your favorite team have chicken wings and beer so you blow your cash. Then when you blow your cash, you go out because your team won and you buy a new shirt. You buy a new shirt and you're supporting another avenue of money coming out of your pocket. Before you realize it, your team gets into another game the next night. You're at another place the next night. You're eating chicken wings and drinking beer again. And if your team is really paying good and you've got enough time and you're under resources and you want to bet, they got a whole business built around that. It's all about taking from you, period. These are the arenas the gladiators, they clash in, so you don't see what's happening on the other side of the veil. Well, on the other side of the veil, the world literally is deteriorating. But you have a moment of joy when the guy makes that three-point jump shot in the last second and your team wins, but your taxes go up. Or someone gets shot dead in the street because they was trying to get to a sports bar. It don't make a difference what it's based on. But it's still based around the simplicity of death. And listen, we have to take control of our decisions or else we are submitting ourselves to that death. The sad part about it is that a lot of people think, oh, it won't happen to me, because that is the program. Oh, that's them. That won't happen to me. Believe me, when Sandra Bland was being pulled over by a cop, she didn't realize it was going to escalate to her death. You have to wake up, y'all. Truth is something that will not change unless you do something different. And then your truth changes. Why does it change? Because now, instead of eating a diet of self-destruction, now you're eating a diet of perpetuation. And when you eat a diet of perpetuation that is in the natural order of things, you live longer. For those of you who don't know, there was a 102-year-old lady who just won the world's record for the oldest person to run the 60-mile dash. Ida somebody. I'm going to tell you, I was impressed. 102 years old. Then she turned around and knocked out about 3 or 4 push-ups. There is no limit to this body that we have. But we keep putting limits on it because we get caught up into a system that's designed to destroy it and that we literally base in the advertisement of the program. And people will be out there right now at Applebee's what's the subplace? The Firehouse Subs or John's, and they're getting all this. Yeah, give me a 2 or 3 meat sub, and they get don't look at the nitrates in the meat that's designed to kill you. And next thing you know, they get this sub home and they throw them back and I'm biting into it and they're going, good, that's your death. You could have got a sub on a you could have got a vegetable wrap, bit into it, said good, and everything in it. It's already designed to fit into a system's production. I know. I buy them. You see, I want to live as long as I can because that's the only way I can help my people to achieve what it is that they need to achieve. And if I become an example of what transforming from a Western diet to a vegetable diet in order for them to see, and people look at me all the time and say, man, how old are you? Because we are taking control, literally. They're watching the transformation. They know it. So this is no secret here. The sad part about it is I always run into people who tell me so-and-so died. Oh, yeah, what did they die? Oh, they died from alcohol, liver, bad kidney. We can do things about that. We don't have to live these lives of self-destruction. We can take control and bring our truth back to its proper position, closer to the universal laws of balance, which literally teaches us that our systems are based on the order of cosmology. Anything that grows naturally and offers the body nutrition, the body knows exactly what to do with it. I ate jackfruit today. Y'all ever eat jackfruit? It's just another fruit from a different part of the world, but it's good for the body. I ate bok choy. Bok choy is a vegetable from a different part of the world, but it's good for the body. Now, do I eat a lot of bananas and kiwis and avocados and that sort of thing? Absolutely. I eat a lot of beans. I eat a lot of black beans. I eat a lot of brown rice, kiwa. Oh, there's a plethora of stuff out here that you can eat and change the taste any way you want to. My wife got this here sauce. It's a mushroom and onion sauce. And I'm going to tell you something, brother. You can put it on anything, and it's good. I sprinkled some on some kale, on some, not kale, but asparagus the other day. And that asparagus, every bite was tasty. Now, regularly, I have my asparagus with a little butter on it. You know what I'm saying? A little butter, and I had a little bit of sea salt. But this time, I did something very different, and I loved it. We have to take control. We have to move our troops back into alignment so that we can have the time to prepare to give our children what they're going to need. And the reason why I say that is because if we don't give it to them, guess what? They'll never get it. And they'll follow us. You see, you ain't put all them liquor stores and cigarette advertisements, they ain't in the city for nothing. Because those are the habits that literally lead to our destruction. And we know it. I mean, even if it is not long-term destruction, it might be short-term. No matter how many DUIs do you know affected other people's lives and destroyed people, good people. Why? Because it's a habit that is destructive. I'm not telling you don't do it. Don't get me wrong. I'm telling you that it's not a tool that's conducive to your longevity. And if you decide to indulge in it, do it in a manner where you're not a threat to anybody else but yourself. You can always take it home, sleep it off. Won't nobody even know. Sad part about it is that most people don't. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday. I hope you caught that last bit because I'm going to tell you something. Nobody else is talking like this. There is a show coming on Netflix, and it'll be in the movie soon. It's called The Quickest Way to Health. And the first picture you see is a plethora of colors of a vegetable behind the person when he talks about the quickest way to health. Now, he's telling you, and they're only telling you now because guess what? The rate of death that people are dying from, high blood disease and all these other diseases, they stem from diets. And the sad part about it is that a lot of people realize it, a lot of people don't. It's our responsibility to put the word out as much as we can. This is Brother Davis on the Wise Wednesday. We're coming to a conclusion. I'd like to thank everybody who invited me into their home tonight. Please, I hope I've given you some tools of which you could use to grow and live longer. And most of all, I want to thank you for the opportunity for allowing me to show you with love through Black Talk Radio. It's a need to our community, my brothers and sisters. Brother Scotty, back to you. I am out.
All right, Brother Davis. As always, we appreciate you and your perspective. We are, as Brother David said, about to close out. We got more programming coming up for you, live programming on this Wednesday evening, about another 4 hours of programming. So New Abolitionist Radio at the top of the hour, which will be followed up by Mind, Body, and Spirit Radio, which is hosted by the lovely ladies, Black Rose and Feather Light. All right, we are going to close out Tando Radio Show. Make sure y'all check out Brother Dave for his broadcast tomorrow, which is Thursday, March the 22nd. Peace and blessings to all.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.